Kamala Harris jumps into presidential race, by Juana Summers for the Associated Press in Washington. Kamala Harris, a first-term senator and former California Attorney General known for her rigorous questioning of President Donald Trump's nominees, entered the Democratic presidential race on Monday. Vowing to bring our voices together, Harris would be the first woman to hold the presidency and the second African-American if she succeeds. Harris, who grew up in Oakland, California, and is the daughter of parents from Jamaica and India, is one of the earliest high-profile Democrats to join what's expected to be a crowded field. She made her long-anticipated announcement on ABC's Good Morning America. "I am running for President of the United States," she said, "and I'm very excited about it." The 54-year-old portrayed herself as a fighter for justice, decency, and equality in a video distributed by her campaign as she announced her bid. "They're the values we as Americans cherish, and they're all on the line now," Harris says in the video. "The future of our country depends on you and millions of others lifting our voices to fight for our American values." On ABC, she cited her years as a prosecutor in asserting, "My entire career has been focused on keeping people safe. It's probably one of the things that motivates me more than anything else." Harris launched her presidential bid as the nation observes what would have been the 90th birthday of the slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. The timing was a clear signal that the California senator, who's joked that she had a stroller's eye view of the civil rights movement because her parents wheeled her and her sister Maya to protests, sees herself as another leader in that fight. She abandoned the formality of launching an exploratory committee, instead going all in on a presidential bid. She plans a formal campaign launch in Oakland on January 27th. The campaign will be based in Baltimore with a second office in Oakland. Harris joins what's expected to be a wide-open race for the Democratic presidential nomination. There's no apparent frontrunner at this early stage, and Harris will face off against several Senate colleagues. Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York have both launched exploratory committees. Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota are also looking at the race. If Booker enters the race, he and Harris could face a fierce competition for support from black voters. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who unsuccessfully sought the 2016 Democratic nomination, is also considering a campaign. Several other Democrats have already declared their intentions, including former Maryland Representative John Delaney and former Obama administration housing chief Julian Castro. Harris launches her campaign fresh off of a tour to promote her latest memoir, The Truths We Hold, which was widely seen as a stage setter for a presidential bid. She's already planning her first trip to an early primary state as a declared candidate. On Friday, Harris will travel to South Carolina to attend the Pink Ice Gala in Columbia, which is hosted by a South Carolina chapter of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, which Harris pledged as an undergraduate student at Howard University. The sorority, founded more than 100 years ago, is a stronghold in the African-American community. South Carolina, where black voters make up a large share of the Democratic electorate, is likely to figure heavily into Harris's prospects. And early voting in Harris's home state of California will overlap with the traditional early nominating contests, which could give Harris a boost. Harris's campaign team is already taking shape and includes several veterans of Democratic politics. Juan Rodriguez, who ran Harris's 2016 Senate campaign, will manage her presidential bid. Her sister, Maya Harris, a former top advisor to Hillary Clinton, will be the campaign chair. The veteran campaign finance lawyer Mark Elias will serve as the Harris campaign's general counsel, and Angelique Cannon, who worked for Clinton's 2016 campaign, will serve as national finance director. David Hoyne, who was Clinton's director of delegate operations in 2016, will serve as a senior advisor. Lily Adams, a Clinton campaign alum who's worked as Harris's spokeswoman, will be communications director. Her staff says she plans to reject the assistance of a super PAC as well as corporate PAC money. She's invested heavily in cultivating a digital small-dollar donor. She's invested heavily in cultivating a digital small-dollar donor network before her presidential bid. Before her 2016 victory in the Senate race, Harris made her career in law enforcement. She served as the district attorney in San Francisco before she was elected to serve as attorney general. Harris is likely to face questions about her law enforcement record, particularly after the Black Lives Matter movement and activists across the country pushed for a criminal justice overhaul. Harris's prosecutorial record has recently come under new scrutiny after a blistering opinion piece in the New York Times criticized her repeated claim that she was a, quote, progressive prosecutor focused on changing a broken criminal justice system from within. Harris addressed her law enforcement background in her book. She argued it was a false choice to decide between supporting the police and advocating for greater scrutiny of law enforcement. She, quote, knew there was an important role on the inside, sitting at the table where the decisions were being made, she wrote. When activists came marching and banging on the doors, I wanted to be on the other side to let them in. Harris supported legislation that passed the Senate last year that overhauled the criminal justice system, particularly when it comes to sentencing rules. Harris is framing her campaign through her courtroom experience. The theme of her nascent campaign is Kamala Harris for the people, the same words she spoke as a prosecutor trying